20 new mysterious radio signals from deep space have been detected by Australian researchers. They are known as fast radio bursts, and the Australian scientists have found some of the closest and brightest ever detected. Well, Keith Bannister is with the Government Science Agency, the Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organisation, CSIRO, and he joins us now. Good morning to you, Keith.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. But I'm in the dark as far as what a fast radio burst is.
Well, let me explain. So it's a bit what it sounds like, really. It's a burst of radio waves. It's very short, so it lasts for about a millisecond. That's why you call them fast. So if you click your fingers, you've missed it. And they're really interesting for astronomers for a couple of reasons. The first is that we don't know what makes one. So we don't know how to... It's a bit of a whodunit, you know. We don't know how to make one. They're extremely powerful events, and they're such a short duration. But the second reason we're interested in them is because whenever you see one, you know how much gas it's gone through. It tells you straight away because the gas distorts the signal. And so we now think that we can use that to measure the amount of missing matter in the universe.
So you've found, 20 in a year, is it? I mean, how does that compare with how many that have been detected?
Yeah, so that's the other thing that's so exciting is that, these first things were first discovered in 2007 by the Parkes Radio Telescope. And since then, astronomers around the world have found about, 20, 25 or so. So that was, that was over a 10-year period. And then we turned this new telescope on, which is in Western Australia, called ASCAP. And when we set that up, within 12 months, we discovered about the same number again. So almost 10 times faster discovery rate than had been done in the past. So that was really what enabled this research to happen.
And I anticipate this answer blowing my mind, but how do you use these to detect the missing matter in space?
It's a good question, and it blows my mind that you could do this too. So we're in common ground. So when a fast radio burst happens, what happens is all the wavelengths of radio waves get emitted at the same time, and as those waves pass through gas, it turns out that the slower ones the red ones go slower than the blue ones. So you can imagine, if you watch a swimming race in a swimming pool, all the swimmers, dive off the blocks at the same time. And as they swim through the water, the ones with less energy go slower. And so by the time you get to the end of the pool, the highest energy swimmers arrive first and the slowest energy swimmers arrive at the end. And so if you know the speed of your swimmers, you can work out how long the pool is, right? You can work out kind of... in the same way, we can do exactly the same thing. We measure the different colours of light and the times that they arrive. And then when we do that, we can work out how much gas that light has gone through. And it tells you straight away, how much gas it's gone through. The big question was, we didn't know if this gas was... we can't tell the difference between a very dense piece of gas or a short distance through a very dense, thick pool, if you like, that's really hard to swim through, or a really long pool that's very easy to swim through. And what we were able to show in this research that we announced today was that actually it's that latter case, where it's lots and lots of gas and it's very thin, and so which also means that the pool is very long, so these bursts are coming from literally halfway across the universe.
And so the greater magnitude of these allows you to do those calculations more accurately now that you've got more that have been detected. Is that right?
Yeah, so we've got more that have been detected. And the key point is that they're coming from so far away. So if they're coming from a far away, they're really measuring that thin gas that's between galaxies. And that's the gas that's really hard to detect any other way. So now that we know that they're coming from this large distance, they are, each of them are travelling through this thin gas in between galaxies, and that's the gas that we think might be where there's about half the normal matter that you and I are made of that's missing that we can't account for, and we think it's sort of lurking between these galaxies. And so now that we think that our fast radio bursts actually travel through that, and they measure each time they happen, they measure that gas, we can now use that to really understand where that missing matter is.
Thanks, Keith. It's Keith Bannister. This might be some missing matter in my brain. I did understand some of that. I was with you in the swimming pool analogy. I got that one. That's Keith Bannister from CSIRO talking about radio signals from space and how that allows us to calculate the amount of missing matter.